The real Dr. Jill Schiffelbein that you're about to meet does not show up like I do every day. I'm her hyper-realistic avatar, and I wake up like this. My human counterpart is about to have a great conversation with Teresa about all types of ways communicative technologies like me are integrating in business environments. In fact, let me turn it over to the real humans to get started.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Business Spotlight. I'm Teresa Strongmind with Action Coach Tampa Bay, and I'm here with another wonderful individual in this community. I had a previous conversation with her, and I was just like, I got to get you on the show. So I bring to you Jill, and I'm going to let Jill tell you about herself and what and the wonderful thing that she's a part of here.
You know, thank you so much for having me and for letting everyone meet my avatar earlier. Yeah. And, you know, and talk about this technology. So I am a CXO Chief Experience Officer and a partner at Render, and we are digital likeness experts, and we are the aggregator of best-in-class digital likeness things like a hyper-realistic avatar with your video clone and your vocal clone. And my whole role is to be a strategist in this, to help all of our users find the best strategies backed by science, backed by my, you know, multiple decades of experience in not only teaching at the university and communication, but practicing in my own business. And I love it because we're on the forefront of this new communicative technology, and I get to help how people use it.
Now, you all know I get really excited about certain things, and I never found myself to be excited about tech until just recently when all of this AI thing, all this IA technology started. So the fact that we were even introduced by your avatar and the fact that it only took us about 3 minutes to put that together,
yeah,
I am just amazed. So, but I want you to talk about what it is and what it's not for companies.
I love it. So when we think of, and I kind of, what interested me in this space, if I kind of rewind back, my work, my research, you know, from teaching and being in the academic space, but then also being a practitioner, I've had my own consulting company for 12 years and then am now also a partner in this other tech company. It's really been about how are humans making meaningful connections through communication. And oftentimes that's through technology. And my client base is typically in sales teams, and it's also analyzing customer experiences. So CX, lifecycle processes, et cetera. What we know as business owners and people in this space, and what science tells us, and not just one random study, but hundreds of studies in multiple fields with products and services, tell us that if we can find ways to personalize communication and approaches to customers, we see better traction, more loyalty, retention, et cetera, et cetera. If we can find ways to customize experiences, maybe to groups of customers, customers who have gotten this product or this service or customers who fit this profile, then again, we're making that communication a better experience for them. And then lastly, if we can provide them choice. So personalization, customization, and choice in how people are receiving and delivering content, we're seeing massive benefits to a business. But why don't businesses do this? Time. Like, are you going to get on a video and make a personalized video for 100 different customers? No.
Right.
Nobody's doing that. But what if you could? And that's what this technology enables you to do. It enables you to have your social presence there through an avatar, a hyper-realistic avatar, and have that now displayed as part of your communication. That doesn't mean it is replacing you where you're already doing video. If you're already doing live trainings, live pod, I'm not going to send my avatar to do a podcast. Right. But will I put my avatar in a podcast? Heck yeah, I will. You already met her, right? I mean, she wakes up like that. This is like, you know, real Jill during the day, went to the gym earlier, didn't want to wash my hair, you know, like this is where we're at in life.
Right. But, you know, and I love that you said this is part of, it's not everything. It's not going to totally replace what you're doing, but this is part of the process, part of your marketing, part of your sales. This is just one more element of what you're doing to add to. Right. So I also want you to talk about this because we're all excited about this, but there are a number of people who are not.
Oh, no, there's people that are terrified. Right.
Right.
And that's fine. And, you know, here's what I tell people, like throughout human history, every single new communicative technology has been met with both reverence and fear, with both speculation and awe, you know, and that's human. I mean, you want to talk about the printing press. man, Gutenberg had his hands full with that, right? Like,
right.
It was a revolution. This is another revolution. And so, yes, there are going to be haters. There's going to be lovers. There are going to be people who use it for good. And there's going to be people who use it for ill, just like every single other communicative technology we have that exists. So my perspective is, let's own it. Let's figure out the most strategic, amazing ways to use this. Like, for example, you have a family member just diagnosed with a disease that's going to take away their voice or some of their physical presence. Now you can capture that and have a living memory that allows them to communicate in a different way. Like, you tell me that's not a great use of technology. That's an amazing use of technology.
It really,
talk about having a business that serves multiple communities and all your content's in English. But you know what? Now with this technology, you can speak fluently in your tone of voice in 28 different languages, have your content immediately translated using AI generative help, and put videos out in your likeness in Spanish, in Mandarin, as a way to meet people where they're at. And that is a perfect use of the tech, because no one expects you, Teresa, to be fluent in 28 languages.
Absolutely. And you sent me that, right, as a sample of how that works. And it was seamless. Like the lips actually matched the words. I'm like, how in the world did they do that? It was simply amazing. So talk about this too, because you use some terminology that I just can't remember right now in terms of the different type of avatars. Those are, that are like, they're very realistic and they kind of take they can take the place of you, or just talk to, I don't know the terminology, girl.
No. And this is great, because I get to dispel this myth for a lot of people, because people are like, oh, so you're a deep fake. No.
Yes. Right.
No, I am not a deep fake. This is a fundamentally different technology. So when people use the term deep fake, number one, it's typically in a negative or pejorative context, right?
Right.
Historically, deep fakes, which have been around since 2017, by the way, have, yes, caused death and murder, have caused people to lose their jobs, have caused people to lose relationships, and a lot of other horrible things. Mm-hmm. Yes. Again, any technology can be used for both good and bad.
Exactly.
But what we have here is synthetic media. So let me tell you the difference. You know, when you have a real photo, like you took a photo on your phone and you're like, this is good, but I'm going to put it in Photoshop and I'm going to enhance it and I'm going to make it a little different.
Right.
It doesn't just manifest out of thin air. You have the base photo and then you did something over it. Like you drug someone else's body in that photo, right? You have a group of friends, somebody's missing, and you drag them in the photo so they can feel like they're part of it.
Right.
That's essentially what a deepfake is that you have a base video. A video exists, but then a person's face or likeness is edited on top of it.
Gotcha.
And so that's how those are created. So there's an existing media that's then edited over and faked over. With synthetic media, so what I work with, what companies like Synthesia, HeyGen, Colossian, DID, these leaders in the space, and what we do at Render is we integrate all of them into one place. So no matter what your need is, you can get best in class at any time. What we do is we create what's called synthetic media. So we get a video clone of you, we get a vocal clone of you. And then once you type in a script into our application and it merges those things, it is a brand new piece of content, but it is synthetically created, but it's not off of any base piece of content that then we just superimposed your mouth on.
Right.
It's a fundamentally new, from a coding side, piece of media.
Thank you. Go ahead.
And I do have to say one more thing about this, because this is so important. With your digital likeness, you own your IP. This is your IP. This is your likeness. Security obviously is up the utmost thing, but people say, well, why would I get myself cloned? That means people can just steal my appearance at all times. And I'm sorry, you have one single photo of you online and a 15-second clip of you on video. Anyone could deepfake you if they wanted to. That's all it takes. So this is the way you're owning it. When you're sending it out, you have a verified check mark by it that it is you and it is from you or your company or your brand.
Awesome.
You can watermark. If you want to put an NFT with it, you can. That's a whole thing. You know, some people are looking at that. But right now, a lot of the companies are looking into how do we have best in class verification practices. And the next research that I literally just got approved for about an hour ago to start at the University of South Florida is taking my dissertation research and blowing it up and finding out what are the best ways that we can disclose that we're communicating with an avatar without having any negative impacts on it business-wise, because there's better ways to disclose than others.
Right. I love that. I love that you are so deeply enmeshed in this. Like you've done, you've gotten your doctorate, you've done the studies on this. It's just amazing that because how long have you been working with this?
Over 2 years, which kind of makes me an OG in the space, right? Like, which is weird. I kind of feel like a fraud saying that because, but no, I have my first avatar, my first clone in October of 2021 and have been playing with it since then. And so there were popularly stock avatars before that. Kind of think of that as like stock photos where, you see a picture on a blog and then you go to someone else's blog and it's the exact same picture and another blog and it's the exact same picture. Stock avatars are the same thing. And I always joke with people like, you don't know where that avatar's been. You don't know what's been coming out of that avatar's mouth. Like, do you want that repping your company?
Seriously,
Right.
that's a really
So
good point.
yeah, so that's why I think owning your presence, owning your likeness, getting a lockdown on it, right? And there's great providers out there. We find that one is really strong in video, but not as strong in audio. One that's super strong in audio is not as good in video. So we just spliced it all up and take best and best and make a match.
That's beautiful. That is wonderful. So now, is this something that, because is this something that any business owner can afford? I mean, is this, how do they start to use this? Like, can
Yeah.
they graduate, or is this a huge investment? Because it sounds like something that's like totally out of space and unattainable.
I will tell you, it's a heck of a lot cheaper now than when I was literally,
I
so
bet.
in my company, I was cu paying customer number two, and I paid a lot more
Wow.
than what our clients are
Of
paying
course,
now.
right? And that's
But
how it always starts. That's how it always starts.
it is, but it's, I got in and then, ended up becoming a business partner in it. So, who knows what things will take you, but it's, I think from my perspective, it is very affordable, but it also depends on where you're at in your business. What is your marketing budget? What is your content budget? What is your customer experience budget? How are you serving your customers? You basically can get this. Your upfront cost, you're looking at $2,000, and that's the production, the cloning, the technology license, and everything that goes along with this. And mind you, this is 4K. There are some ways online where you can go and get something like you can just have this web version of yourself right now cloned, but it's going to be in lower quality. It's not going to be as high fidelity. There's,
And we've
things
seen
with it.
those. We've all seen those.
And they're getting better,
Yeah,
and
they
for
are slowly but surely.
for some instances, it's great, but then you're just cloning that one instance and then you're going to need to do it again. So, this is creating an asset that you're in a studio one time. We need 90 minutes of your physical time, and then you never have to go in front of a camera again for these videos. Again, videos that you're already making, you're not changing those, but you do that. So, it's like 2,000 upfront, and then subscriptions start at 200 a month. So, at most, with the subscription, which includes custom landing pages, call to action links, your blue verification check mark, all the security, you can upload any background you want, you can do 28 different languages. GPT is integrated in the app. You're starting at
Yeah, it's
$200 a month
amazing.
for so your per video cost is around $15 at the low end. If you go to the high end of the plan, you're looking at like $7 a video that you're producing.
It's amazing. I
Yeah.
mean, it's totally worth it. The value is in there. It's just absolutely amazing what it can do.
It's,
So,
I want you to think of this example, right? So even just this one example, if it gets you one client, it's paid for your entire year plus, which is, think of every single client that you haven't communicated with throughout your business's history in the past 6 months. And let's be honest, it's probably for a lot of us. If you don't count some generic email list, which I don't count, right? Like a personal touch, it's a lot. Now, you now have a base script where you have like five different variable fields, right? Kind of like think mail merge, right? Where you're merging different fields together. You have that for all of these, 50 different customers. Maybe it's 20, maybe it's 10, who cares, right? 10 different customers. Now you put their name, their company, what was the last work you did together? What are you doing now that could relate to them? And what would you like them to do next and reach out to you? You have 10, 20, 30 unique videos in minutes per video. And now you're sending a personalized communication out. And if one appointment gets set from that and that leads to one engagement, like you've paid for the whole thing. So that's just one small use that you can do. And I can give you hundreds of others because that's my job.
I am sure. I love it. I love speaking with you. I love how you're able to just break down these concepts in ways that we can really understand it and understand how it can be applied in our business and used. So Jill, it's been wonderful. Such a pleasure. I appreciate your time. Can you tell folks how they can get in touch with you in case they want to explore this? And I know they will.
No, please. Well, first, for me personally, I am at Dynamic Jill everywhere on social because my last name is super much a pain in the butt. So just Dynamic Jill everywhere on social. But our company's name is rendermedia.ai is the name of it. But please, if you have questions, just reach out to me directly, jill@rendermedia.ai. And I am happy to have any conversations. My job is just to educate people and make sure people know that this is a very lucrative communication channel. It has proven efficacy and it can be useful for the right context. Let's figure out if yours is right.
Absolutely. I would love to see you in places just giving educational talks. And I know that's on the horizon, but that's a side note for now. Well, thank you for being here. Thank you guys for watching. Make sure you reach out to her if this is something of interest to you. And you all have a wonderful rest of the day. Thank you.